This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, official heating cooling company of the Junkies. And home of the five-star technician, online at cropmetcalf.com. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. It's Bert Kreischer. He's promoting his upcoming performance at the Lyric Theater in Baltimore, Friday, October 25th. Tickets on sale now can be purchased at bertbertbert.com.
Perfect.
What's up, Bert?
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I just added a second show at the Lyric. It goes on pre-sale Wednesday and general sale Friday. So if you guys want to get tickets, use the promo code SHOTS Wednesday to get them before they sell out Friday. But yeah, thank you guys. Thank you.
Of course.
The big topic on the show today, and I know we're supposed to be a sports show, was the Chick-fil-A sandwich versus the new Popeyes sandwich. Have you tried it? Apparently it's all the rage. We're losers because we haven't tried the new Popeyes sandwich yet. But people are saying it could be better.
Yeah, game changer.
You guys obviously don't follow Black Twitter then, huh?
No.
Dude, look, if you don't follow Black Twitter, you're missing the beauty of Twitter. What happened was they had this battle between the two sandwiches,
right.
And then Bojangles jumped in. Did you see that?
I did see Bojangles. They put up like... I've seen it described as a picture of an ashy chicken sandwich. You just got thrown in the mix.
Social media guy must really run stuff out of his house and was like, "Yo, I'm gonna save the day." And he took a picture of him holding the driest sandwich in the world. Black Twitter destroyed him. And here's the worst part: he showed his weakness and he took it down. And then they were like, "Hell nah." Dude, Bojangles took a beating yesterday.
I saw Wendy's jump in the mix. They were trying to steal some of the thunder. But have you actually tried it yet, Bert?
No, I haven't tried it.
So funny.
I'm trying to get my liver enzymes down. I can't eat any carbs.
Oh, my God. You know, it was funny. I was telling the boys, we're obviously big fans of Bert. And Bert's done our show. I mean, years ago, I remember we had Bert in studio. And it's cool now because our kids are getting older. And my son's a huge fan of yours. And so it makes me cool that I could say, hey, you know, Bert's coming on the show.
Right.
He went out to see your show in Philly a few weeks ago. And so, he absolutely loves it. It helps me bond with him. But then I was feeling kind of good about it. And then I saw some article, Bert, and I saw that you were like the most, did you know this? I think you were number one on the most popular podcast guest of like the last year. Like you've been on like 1,100 different podcasts over the last, have you seen that stat?
Yeah, I saw that. They were like a list of the most podcast guests. I was like, you should call this list a list of comedians who don't know how to say no.
I mean, my
you're
God, you're saying yes to everyone. I don't feel as special anymore.
Here's the deal. Is like, I think the list, hopefully the list was over the time of podcasts.
Right.
All my friends have a podcast. I do every single one of theirs.
Right.
So like, and then you do Rogan three times a year, four times a year. If I go into a town and someone's got a podcast, some young kid, they always go, and I'm kind of known for it. They're like, dude, if I bring all my stuff to the show, would you do my podcast? And I'm always like, yeah, because I know how hard it is to get guests
right.
as having a podcast.
Right.
And so I think that's what it is.
Cool.
And a lot of people will come do my podcast
yeah.
and they'll enjoy it and they'll go, do you have a problem if I release this on my RSS feed? And I'm always like, go ahead. I give them the file.
That's so great, though. It's so cool that you do that. Because I know a lot of people thumb their nose and they're like, I'm not doing a podcast. But I mean,
you can't get Bill Burr on your podcast to save your life.
Is that true?
You've got to blackmail Bill Burr to get him on. Dude, Bill and I started a podcast together. And we did one episode, loved it. And then he was like, all right, I'm going off to shoot a movie for 3 months. And I was like, hey, buddy, that's not how podcasts work.
Right.
And so then Segura called me, and he's like, hey, if you're not starting one with Bill, let's me and you do one. And so we started one called Two Bears, One Cave,
right.
And it's bigger than either of our podcasts. I mean, it's bigger than anything we've ever done.
That's awesome.
We touched on Rogan for a second. Are you surprised? He's basically an empire now. I mean, what that guy has built is pretty amazing.
I've been on his podcast like 30, 40 times.
Right.
I can't say that I didn't see it coming, in that I love his podcast.
Right.
I've always loved his podcast. And his brain is so different than everyone else's, in that what he's interested in and his ability to process and retain information is astounding.
Right.
And his work ethic is like something out of North Korea. Like, it is next. The guy's already wake up. He's awake right now doing kettlebell swings.
And right. He's like a cool Ryan Seacrest.
It's very aggressive.
I mean, Seacrest works his ass off.
Right.
East Coast, West Coast, flying mm-hmm. all over, American Idol, you name it. He's doing Good Morning, whatever it is with, what is it, Kelly? I don't even know what the hell he does.
I don't know.
Dude, I saw Rogan the other night. I'm like, I can't believe I'm asking you this. Are you going to host the presidential debates?
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I don't know, man. Isn't that crazy? And I'm like, yeah, it's really crazy.
Right.
I was like, so what's Bernie Sanders? Like, he is a super inspirational guy. And by the way, a guy that put us all over in wrestling terms, in that he was like, you got to have a podcast. Come on my podcast to promote it. Make sure that you're always posting once a week, same day.
Right.
Got us all sponsors. Like, got us all ad sales guys. Really kind of changed the game. Told us all, don't get with the network, make it on your own, know how to post it, edit it, record it, know all the ins and outs. Like, he really was, I mean, he's been like a, you know, like a mentor to all of us, but that and like one of our best friends. I mean, we're doing Sober October again this year, and it's because he found out I drank 9 drinks a night and was like, that's it, we get in front of this, we're taking care of this, Sober October, we don't do drugs or alcohol for a month, and we do a physical challenge.
Right.
So, like, he's amazing.
We're joined by Bert Kreischer. He's at the Lyric Theater in Baltimore Friday, October 25th. And you just added a second show there, correct? You mentioned that?
Yeah, we just added a second show.
Tickets on sale at BertBertBert.com. Also on sale at BertBertBert.com. This has got to be a huge seller. Your $40 Body Shots World Tour t-shirt of your hairy chest, and then it's you naked on the back as well.
Yeah, did not sell. I'm taking a bath in that shirt.
You're not? It's not selling?
What?
How's that possible?
Here's why. Is I brought them to the live shows,
right.
and you see them, and what had happened is they had made the print images too big, so the nipples are under your arms. It just made it look like I was so obese.
Oh,
like,
no.
If you get a double XL and put them on, and by the way, it is so inappropriate. When a woman puts them on, it legit, the nipples fit in the right place for them.
Right.
So it looks like they're naked. Oh, the most inappropriate shirt ever. Yeah, I've got, please go to the Bert Report and get one. I've got boxes in my garage.
And what I also love that Bert did is, you know, Whitney Cummings came out recently and said that people were trying to blackmail her over like an Instagram story thing where her nipple was showing for 2 seconds. And so she's like, screw it, I'll put the images out there myself. There you go. Not paying you anything. And then Bert, I believe it was Bert, sent a picture of his testicles, right? And said, here, Whitney, yeah, just to be sort of solidarity with you. Here's when I don't know, what'd you have, some sort of incident on a water slide? What happened?
Yeah, I fell on a water slide in Jersey at a place called Action Park. And it's a picture of my frozen, like ice cold testicles, and I had ruptured one, so it had exploded on one side.
Oh my God.
It was not only were the picture of my testicles so, like, people were writing, going, I clicked on it because I thought it was a baby elephant. Like, it was so bad. They were so bad. But here's the crazy part. As soon as I posted it, I sent it, and then I was like, wait, did I just break those Me Too rules? Like, I just technically sent Whitney a picture of my testicles and CC'd the world on it.
Yeah. I was wondering, when you do that, because you're happily married, kids and everything, do you have to ask your wife, say, hey, by the way, I'm going to send a picture of my testicles. I'm going to put it out on Twitter. Like, do you?
I didn't ask anybody. I just sent it and then literally was like, wait, this maybe wasn't a good idea. Like, and then what's crazy is that I just randomly used the hashtag #IStandWithWhitney, thinking nothing of it.
Right.
And that day happened to be Whitney Houston's birthday.
Oh.
And, and people were trying to defame her.
Right.
So black Twitter was using I stand with Whitney hashtag at the same time.
Right.
And so black women in droves clicked on that hashtag, and my picture showed up, and all I got was, hell no. Did not need to see that. I came to support my favorite singer.
Oh, that's amazing.
So Bert-
yeah, and so it started going viral because black Twitter was clicking on it, thinking they were supporting Whitney Houston. The best was this one black woman was like, I came here to support my favorite singer, Whitney Houston, and found out that this is an anti-body shaming. You go with those testicles, boy.
So, Bert, how are you going to survive sober October this year? I'm looking at the Florida State football schedule. Three games in October, including Saturday, October 12th at number one Clemson, and they also tangle with Syracuse in October. That's going to test your resolve.
You have no idea. Every October, I'm literally white-knuckling it come Halloween, going like, get this month over with. But you know what the crazy part is that, like, I feel like if I can spend a month with no drugs, no alcohol, then I deserve to use drugs and alcohol obscenely all year.
Yeah, is November 1st like a huge day for you?
Oh, November 1st, we end up over at Joe's doing a podcast over at his studios. And the last time I got so drunk and high that we went to dinner and I woke up the next day with a $3,000 bill I paid for everyone's dinner and we were drinking like lunatics. We did a 5-hour podcast of which I remember only 2 hours. I spoke as a professional human being for 3 hours on the largest platform on the internet and don't remember a word I said.
Oh my God. Now do you kind of slow, like phase down right before it, or do you go hog wild the night before, like September, whatever that is, 30th or whatever?
Bro, I go hard and come 11:59, I take a Xanax. I slow roll right into that month.
So I'm looking at your tour schedule, and October 27th, you do Huntington, New York, and then you have what looks to be like a 12 or 13-day gap between the end of October and your next set of shows in Cincinnati. That has to be planned, right?
Oh, 100%. I'm going to the islands. I'm doing whatever I can. I will be so drunk other people will throw up.
And what does your wife think of the whole thing? Like when you're like, does she love you during that month, or does she want the old Bert back?
Oh, she hates it. She hates it.
Really?
Segura's wife hates it. Rogan's wife hates it. They all hate it.
Why?
Because we get into a physical challenge portion. Last year, we wore heart rate monitors to see who could burn the most calories in a month. And we all fight for this Sober October belt that we made. And we become obsessive compulsive. We literally are texting each other nonstop. We're waking up, checking the app to see where our heart rate monitors are. And it is... And we become so monofocused on this month. The year before we did 15 hot yogas. So for technically 30 hours, we were all just in 1 month, we were all with each other every, like waking. And so our wives hate it, literally hate it. This year, I wanted the physical challenge to be hip hop dance.
Right.
And Joe shot that down immediately.
That's hilarious.
So what is it this year?
I don't know. We're talking about, getting, because Ari wants us to get off our phones.
Yeah.
So we were talking about getting our phones encrusted into a 50-pound kettlebell so that in order to use your phone, you had to lift a 50-pound kettlebell to use it.
That is hysterical.
That's brilliant.
Put it on the bottom of it or something. I don't know how it would even work, but yeah.
And then another one we had talked about having to carry a 50-pound kettlebell around for the entire month.
Oh, well, you would die.
And then we want to do, we were thinking about including, because we really enjoyed the classes of like doing 15 different classes. We were thinking maybe CrossFit or boxing.
Right.
But the problem is Tom's in Europe, in like Hungary and Budapest during that time on tour. So we've got to do something that Eastern Europe has available.
I got to imagine, Bert, it's become so popular with you guys that you got other comedians and other your buddies that want to jump in on it. And you got, are you open to that? Or are you like, no, this is just for us?
Joe's a little territorial about
right.
Sober October because it started so organic.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to be a part of it, definitely.
Right.
But and it's including networks and brands.
Really?
So like
you guys could capitalize on this big time if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, and trust me, me and Tom are not bigger than that. Like, we are definitely like, yo, how do we get a gambling site involved? How do we get a liquor? Like, we, Tom and I are like, how do we leverage this? And Joe's like, guys, you leverage it, and I'm done doing it. And we're and it's so much fun for us that it stinks that, like, there's no way to capitalize on it. But I would definitely, if it was up to me and Tom, Comedy Central would be ordering an entire season, a reality show. And we are whores.
Right, right.
Bert, how different are the shows during Sober October? Like the rest of the tour, like in September and November, are those shows different for you?
No, because I don't really drink on stage. I know people think I do, because that's like my brand, I guess. But like, I don't drink on stage because I'm getting ready for an hour special. I'm shooting my hour special in Cleveland, November 23rd. So I'm working, like I'm definitely working and recording my sets and then going through and editing them and going and punching them up. So like, it's definitely work for me. The only difference is that I go out after the shows and drink after the shows. And I tell everyone what bar I'm going to. And so if you know, I'll still do that. I just won't. And by the way, I don't even get to drink then because I'm taking so many pictures. So, like, no one really gets to be with me drunk. So, like, it's not a whole different change. Most of my drinking happens on the tour bus when I'm done, when the bar closes anyway.
Right.
So, it's not, oddly enough, I don't think anyone ever notices a difference. But people, you know, it's like a placebo effect. People are like, oh, I can totally tell he was sober. You're like, dude, I've been sober every show you've ever seen me do.
Do you ever check like your vitals and everything, and you're like, you know what, I am so much healthier during this 1 month that I should.
He does a month with the heart rate monitor.
Yeah, but then should you then like? I hear that, but like, you're checking your cholesterol, you're checking all that stuff, and going, oh my god, we really should continue this, or no chance.
No, I do the month so that I can party. Like if I take 1 month off. By the way, I just got all my blood work and I've been partying really hard, and all my blood work came back fine, and so I was like. Oh, okay. My liver enzymes were high because I'm overweight. So he's like, you need to lose. I'm 250. He's like, there's no reason you should be 250.
Right.
He was like, you need to lose weight. And so right now I can't eat carbs and it's not even booze. I told him, I was like, I'll quit drinking. He's like, it's not booze, man. He's like, you're eating a ton of food. He was like, stop eating this much food.
It's amazing.
So I'm home for this month, and I've partied a little bit, smoked weed probably more than I have ever, only because – it's like I'm so cognizant of what I'm putting into my body that I'm like, I want to lose weight. I got a spin class at 10 a.m., hot spin. So, yeah.
So great.
All right, that's in 40 minutes, so you better get dressed. Get ready to go.
No.
It's 6 a.m. out here, baby.
Oh, okay, that's right. We got you up early. Well, listen, brother, thank you so much. Cakes, tell people how do they get the tickets.
He's at the Lyric Theater in Baltimore Friday, October 25th. Second show just added. Just go to Bert.com, and I believe if you use the code SHOTS, that's the way to get in on the presale.
You guys rock. Hey, I will definitely come in studio.
Yeah,
I'll have the tour bus, and I'll just park it outside.
Perfect.
Come in, go back in, and we'll be partying.
Anytime. You just tell us when.
Awesome, brother. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, all right, take care, buddy.
Hey, should mention, today is National Radio Day.
Yes, it is. Not Radio Insider Day, National Radio Day.
And you can join us in celebrating radio with a live broadcast of Chad Dukes versus the World. It's at our District Insider Live studios today from 2 to 6:30. That's 1015 Half Street Southeast, 3 blocks from Nats Park. So you get to see the live show of Chad Dukes versus the World, 2 o'clock, right downstairs at 1015 Half Street in the District Live studios. And we need to thank Roti Modern Mediterranean for providing free food.
So. Oh, very nice.
Big fans of Roti. National Radio Day. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, a couple things to mention here real quick. We're actually going to hook up the listeners now because we got another pair of Nats tickets to give away. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with Nationals tickets as they take on Baltimore August 28th at Nats Park.
The Beltway Series returns to Nats Park August 27th and 28th. Tickets are available at nationals.com. That's courtesy of the Washington Nationals. Details at thefandc.com/contests. So we'll get that out of the way. 10th caller, you get your tickets for that game. And then just want to mention again, we did mention at 7 o'clock that we got the terrible news that Jason's mom passed away last night. So if people were wondering, he was going to be off anyway because he's taking his daughter to Virginia Tech, where she's going to be entering her freshman year.
Right.
And he did talk about this on Friday, kind of where things stood. It took really a sudden turn, really a month ago. I mean, this is all like really fast and terrible news and tragic. And I know a lot of people have been tweeting and texting, and he appreciates all that. We appreciate all the messages.
Yeah.
It's hard to respond to all of them, but I do know Jason appreciates it all.
Yeah. Yeah. So just, you know, all we can do is keep his family in our thoughts and prayers and, you know, just support him the best we can. Obviously, we told him, don't worry about the show. He'll come back whenever he comes back. Probably be a few weeks. He's got a lot going on, and it, particularly at this time, too. You know, taking his daughter, his oldest daughter, to, you know, dropping her off at Virginia Tech today and having his mother pass the day before. Just really, really emotional, tough time for the family. So, man, I really, really feel for him, especially because we touched on it earlier and we've talked about it over the last couple of weeks. I mean, Jason was basically raised by his mother, single mom. He had no siblings. It was just you know, he and her. So to lose his mother, particularly painful, I think. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers. We don't know what else to say other than that. Yeah, it is what it is. It's just brutal, brutal situation. And, you know, if you know Jason, just shoot him a text and say, hey, thinking about you, brother. Other than that, I'm sure, you know.
And we appreciate all the tweets. I
mean, yeah,
even for
very
us,
nice.
It's touching because it's kind of cool that listeners have, they consider us like part of their family.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely has touched him. There's no doubt about it. And it's touched us. So we consider all of us kind of a big family here. So, and that's why we share the news with you. Jason wanted to share the news with people. He gave us his permission to share the news. He wanted you guys to know. But that's what's going on. He was previously scheduled to not be here anyway. But unfortunately, you know, his mother did pass yesterday. So it is what it is. It's not a good memory, or it's not a good thing to talk about, but that's why he's not here. All right, let's try to turn. There's no other way to do it. It's brutal other than going to commercial. I'll try to entertain you, Case.
Yeah, try to lift us up.
I'm going to try to do my best.
Itself is a pivot. By the way, Entertainment Page sponsored by our friends at Second Chance Addiction Care. If alcohol or drugs affecting your health, family, or work, or you picked up a DUI, get help today. Call Second Chance Addiction Care at 301-983-5130 or visit secondchancecare.com.
Speaking of family, my family's here. Go ahead and sit down.
Look at this.
My aunt and uncle are here. Come on, sit down. My sister, my mother.
Got the whole crew.
They're coming in to watch us do the last half hour of the show.
This is added pressure on you, EB.
Can you pull back? Can the cameras pull back? And I can just show my fam for a second. You know, as Jason's dealing with such a tragic, horrible thing, you know, my family's actually here visiting. I've got my aunt and uncle here from Illinois. I've got my cousin Debbie here from Indiana.
Good.
Of course, my sister who works downtown. She works like two blocks away.
I know, Ricky. I ran into her like 2 years ago on the sidewalk.
And, of course, everybody knows my mom, who's she's wearing her fancy hat today.
Oh, very, very nice. Good. So.
All right, let me try to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. I didn't even know what song it would take to knock off Old Town Road, but how do you say it? This is like everyone's talking about.
Song?
Everybody's talking about. Is it Billie Eilish? Is
yes.
That how you say her name? It's a her, right?
Yeah, it's a her.
And she's got a new song, Bad Guy, and it finally knocked off Old Town Road for.
Well, this song's been out for a while.
But it finally knocked it off the number one spot for 19 straight weeks. Old Town Road
it's
was number one.
Do people still listen to the countdown shows? Which I think Ryan Seacrest does now. Didn't he take over for Casey Kasem?
Does Carson Daly still do one, or is that done? I think Carson
like
Daly
DRL?
Took.
I thought it was Seacrest.
I think Carson Daly did a version of one, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't they bring back? They brought back TRL for a little bit. I don't know if it's still going on.
Yeah, but who hosted it? Carson didn't host it, right?
There's no way he hosted it. He's too big time to
People
host that
definitely
again, right?
Listen to Spider Harrison on Sirius XM, 100%.
I'm trying to think if I've heard this song.
I've heard this song a million times.
You have?
Yeah.
Wait for the hook. I think you might have heard the hook.
Yeah, once you get to the hook. It seems familiar.
She's very kooky.
She's a little wacky.
Yeah. This is the best our country can do.
She's very hot on all the alternative channels. I'm serious.
Okay.
Does she play on, like, the hits channel? They play this on the hit? They must. If it's number one, this must be a smash on the hits channel.
I couldn't know less about Billie Eilish.
I've heard this hook right here. Yeah.
I mean, I would have bet, if you just gave me the name, that it was a guy. But I guess Billy goes both ways.
So, Bad Guy has finally dethroned Old Town Road. There you go. All right, what else is out
that
there?
That makes me feel old. That I know nothing about Billie Eilish. It's wildly popular.
Not your hairline that makes you feel old.
Well, that too. But just the fact that I'm starting to get out on pop culture.
Yeah.
Starting to, like, for the last decade plus, starting to feel old.
All right, this is interesting. So Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx have sort of quietly been dating for the last 6 years. They never really confirmed it publicly, but they did today by announcing their breakup.
You sleep on Beach Shazam a little bit, hosted by Jamie Foxx.
It's silly. I love it.
It's pretty good.
It's actually one of my favorite shows.
Where you challenge Shazam, the app, and see if you can
his daughter on the show with him.
Yeah, his daughter's the DJ. Yes.
That's been out for about a year or so, right?
It's been out for a while.
Yeah, a couple years.
Does it do well? It must do well.
I don't know.
Here's what happened.
Is it on a network?
You don't realize
Fox.
It's on the
Fox,
summer is game show season.
Jamie
so in
Fox
the summer,
right.
They put all those goofy game shows, like they brought back Pyramid. They brought back all these shows. The summer is for your game shows, including Beat Shazam.
Correct.
Gotcha. Well, Beat Shazam is basically the Price is Right of game shows.
Right.
It's good. It's really good.
It's pretty well done.
I thought you were a Jeopardy guy, Matt.
It's on hiatus.
It's on hiatus.
Summer hiatus, JP.
I know, but he's making it seem like it's number one.
I do miss my man James Holzhauer.
Of course.
I miss him.
Now, Valdez, are you on top of this? I don't know. Valdez probably has like a Chrome stick or something, but a lot of us have Apple TV.
Yep.
They're now coming out with Apple TV Plus, which is a paid service, which reportedly is going to cost $9.99 per month. It's going to launch in November. It's their own video streaming service. I don't know. Is anybody going to be a consumer of it? So far, they've only got 5 shows that they're putting out with it. For your $9.99 a month, you get, I guess, Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon are teaming together to do a show called The Morning Show, talking about, I think, the morning TV wars.
It's not about the junkies.
It's not about the junkies. Jason Momoa, the guy that plays, does he play Aquaman?
Aquaman. He's got a show coming out.
And he's on Game of Thrones, too.
Steven Spielberg's got a revival of Amazing Stories, and there's a documentary series called Home. But that's all the offering is at this point.
Well, they better get a bigger catalog.
I don't have Apple TV. If I was to pay for all these services, I think you'd pay $500 a month if you get Hulu, Amazon, all these services. It's ridiculous.
We finally, I guess, we broke down because my kids have been using. We finally did get the Spotify thing, whatever that is. I think what is
music
that?
Service
premium.
Yeah, I know it's a music service, but is it?
I think it's commercial free for $9.99.
Commercial free.
Yeah, I think it might be 15.
No, really? it's $10 a month. I'm a subscriber to it. It's $10 a month. $9.99.
You're 100% sure it might have gone up. It might have gone up.
You locked in a bad deal.
Maybe it's possible. Let me see. What else is out there? Tony Romo. Of course, he's been dabbling in a lot of golf lately, but they say his future in broadcasting does not include golf, Cakes. He's simply going to be involved in pro football. He says, I'm just an old, boring football announcer. He's not going to jump over and do some golf announcing on the side.
By the way, Josh McCown back in the NFL, right? He was going to be broadcasting.
Carson Wentz is backup now in Philly.
Who takes his gig? Josh McCown's gig, which is probably low on the totem pole, right?
It won't be hard to replace him, I wouldn't think.
And let me see if I have a good kicker? Last but not least, I don't want to do the Lamar Odom story. Oh, this is the good news for you, Adam. So, the cool thing now is not to have, like, Photoshop pictures on social media or anything. It's like to show your real you, right? So, Ashley Graham, the plus-size model, she just put out a picture. She's pregnant. And she's getting all this praise, and her photos are going viral because she's showing her stretch marks. Mm-hmm. So I thought for you could put your man boobs on your Instagram, show all your stretch marks. picture might go viral.
No way. I don't even take my shirt off at the pool.
Why don't you just embrace your you and put it out there? It might work for you.
No,
nothing else is working.
I'm embracing the fact that I'm praying and grasping that I will lose this weight eventually.
I'm just grasping.
So you believe the power of prayer is going to help you lose weight.
He's resorted to prayer to lose weight.
I'm just praying.
We're here with people that believe in the power of prayer, but let me tell you, that's not how you're going to lose pounds.
How about diet, buddy? Anyway, carbs are too silly. Consider it. If you put like a real nasty picture, you know, your normal picture of yourself, it might go viral.
Yeah, your pregnant picture.
Yeah, put your pregnancy picture up.
I don't want to be known for that forever.
He's taking a beating here.
It might work for you.
Hey, let's measure his stretch marks and just kind of see
who's got bigger stretch marks, Ashley Graham or AWOD.
Well, I think we might want to keep track of it, like a kid's height.
Oh yeah, we could keep track of it as you get bigger.
He lifted up his shirt recently. He has like the longest belly button I've ever seen.
Yeah, everyone's making a big Grant and Danny. We're making a big deal about my belly button too.
His belly button is definitely horizontal.
I kind of have one of those too because it's just
like Santa, chubby.
No.
Is it his button or is it just his fat?
It's like this long.
Let me see. Lift up your shirt. Go in there, show. Come in here.
Go in there, show.
You're gonna horrify my aunt and uncle.
Grossed out. Let's see his belly button.
Apparently, he's got the world's.
It's a mix of sports in this. This is what it is.
Right. Yeah, don't face that.
All right, let me see.
Well, hold on, wait.
That's just the fat.
Adam, wait for the camera.
Let me just see it.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, Adam. You're on TV. Wait for the camera.
Let me see how much of my finger I can put in there. Oh my god! How deep was it? It's like a black hole.
Awkward pivot.
Can't say that.
This has been the show of awkward pivots.
It's preposterous.
Coming up next, we'll get into some fantasy football. Our pal Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post joins us here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Reminder, if you want to see some live radio today, you can join Chad Dukes versus the World downstairs in our District Live studios because it's National Radio Day.
Yes, it is.
So you can see Chad do his show, come by, get some grub from Roti. You'll have a good time at 2 o'clock right here at 1015 Half Street. But joining us right now is our pal Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. He has kind of a radical proposal, Cakes.
I don't know if it's that radical.
Maybe it's
GP.
Not. He's a math guy and he can fill us in. He's saying if you're in a fantasy football draft and you don't have the top four picks, don't necessarily go running back early in the draft. What's up, Neil?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Let's start with those top four picks. If you have the top four picks, you pretty much have to go with one of the premier running backs, right?
Correct. I think that the zero running back strategy would advocate waiting until round five or six for a running back isn't a good fit for every slot. But, you know, once you get past those first four, let's say even five, if you throw in David Johnson in there, I think that it starts to get some gain you some ground. And you're kind of zigging when everyone else is zagging at that point.
By the way, Zeke is one of your top four running backs. Let's say you do your draft when you should, after the preseason is wrapped up.
Correct.
Couple days before the NFL season, and Zeke is still holding out. What do you do?
I pass completely, because you don't know when he's going to come back. Now, he'd have to come back by, what, week 12 to get the six games to accrue the season. He's in a little bit of a special case because he already has his fifth year vested. But there's too much uncertainty, and the first three picks of the draft are the most important, I think, that you can make. So I would pass on him completely and just see where I'm at once I'm at that spot.
So, Neil, another reason to embrace the zero RB theory is because running backs, they just tend to get hurt at a higher rate than wide receivers.
Yeah, their injury rate's higher, and also there's more running backs by committee than ever before, right? I mean, you don't really see too many of these high-volume backs. Now, there's a couple, right, and most of them are going to be gone in the first round. But, you know, especially with – let's go back to Dallas. I mean, you know, there's – you got the owner kind of taking pot shots at Ezekiel Elliott, and they have this rookie that might get some work. So there's just a lot of uncertainty with some of these guys. So I think it's better to get a more sure thing, like a DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams, or Julio Jones in the first round, if you're picking kind of mid to late, and then start to build your draft from there.
Now, I guess I understand why Hopkins, Adams, and Jones are considered the top three, and maybe this is me thinking I've had this guy and he's just unbelievable in PPR leagues. Seems like Antonio Brown has just slid down, and let's take away kind of the drama the last couple weeks. When he's on the field, he's as productive as anybody.
He is, but the key thing is when he's on the field, right? We don't know if or when he's gonna take the field. We don't know. You know, I mean, there's just so much uncertainty going on right now. And I have Antonio Brown in kind of like the Keenan Allen, T.Y. Hilton tier, maybe Mike Evans in that tier as well, because you don't know. And the thing to remember is, you know, you only have 16 weeks to have an impact in your fantasy football team. The last 2 weeks, 15 and 16, are usually the playoffs, so it's really only 14 weeks. You put the buy-in, that's 13 weeks. I mean, if they miss one, two, or even three games, that's a significant part of the season, and you have to take that risk into account. So, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, Melvin Gordon, Antonio Brown, those are three guys that I'm not drafting unless I know for 100% certain that they're going to be on the field for the first snap in week one.
Neil, I'm looking at your list of sleepers in a different article that you put out on the Washington Post. I don't feel like this guy is a sleeper any longer. Curtis Samuel, I mean, just rave reviews coming out from him in Carolina Panthers camp.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, there's, you know, there's certain – if there's players that are getting buzz, he's certainly at the top of the list. And, you know, I even allude to this in the article. There's really no such thing as sleepers anymore because there's too much information out there, right? It used to be, you know, maybe you can get kind of an inside scoop on a guy that was getting more reps than other people, but now everyone has that information. So I kind of look at sleepers now as players that have high upside and that could outperform their draft position. And I think Curtis Samuel still fits that mold. He's currently being drafted in late eighth round. And I think that, you know, when you look at what Carolina's doing and who's getting a lion's share of the targets, he's certainly someone that fits that list. So, yeah, I would agree. In a traditional sleeper sense, Curtis Samuel is not a sleeper. Everyone knows about him. But I do think it's the upside, especially for an eighth-round pick, is pretty high.
Is Pat Mahomes being overdrafted in basically every fantasy league at this point after last year's performance?
I think so, because you're going to see some regression. Anytime you have a quarterback that has that high of a touchdown rate, they tend to regress. So I would say Mahomes and even Russell Wilson should see a downtick. Now, you know, if we're talking about Mahomes going from 50 touchdowns to 35, I mean, that's still a monster season, and he probably still is the top quarterback in the league. And I look at the draft a little bit differently, I think, than most, especially for a real-world application. I want to get as many top talent players as possible, right, like everyone else. But I also look at, you know, will this player be available in the next round? And I think, you know, if you want to pull the trigger on a guy like Mahomes, you're going to have to reach a little bit because he is going very high. But then, you know, especially something for like the zero running back strategy, you need to have top players at every other position because you're going to have at least two slots that are going to have some serious question marks because you're going to be passing on running backs for the first couple of rounds of the draft. So I think in that type of situation, he makes a lot of sense early, as does one of the top tight ends, whether that's Kelce or George Kittle. But otherwise, if you're drafting in the top a part of the draft, I think it's probably better that you wait on a quarterback until later.
You know, I always wonder, do they ever look back and say, okay, this was the most popular player on the most championship teams the year before? Do they ever do that analysis?
Yeah, ESPN does that almost every year. It may be part of Barry's big manifesto, but ESPN will usually tell you the players that are on the most championship teams. And it's typically a late round player that is thrust in a starting role, or it's a waiver wire pickup like Alvin Kamara
was
a couple
years ago. It's not an early round running back that everyone's going crazy for.
Or it could be somebody like, look, Mahomes.
What about Mahomes?
Nobody expected Mahomes to throw 50 touchdowns last year, so if you're lucky to have him.
Expectations shouldn't affect who's the most productive player.
Right.
Right, but it also comes down to, I think the waiver wire, way more than sleepers, is more important now than it's ever been because you have to keep up on who's injured and who the second string guys are, and you really can't wait to pounce on a guy,
right.
Even if it's at the expense of someone that might be a little bit more entrenched in a starting role on your roster. I think that you know, chance favors the bold, and if you have a guy that's on the waiver wire, even if it's a week early, what you're seeing from that list that you talked about is it's guys that just kind of come out of nowhere.
Gotcha.
And are just huge fantasy producers.
All right, Neil, got to run. That's Neil Greenberg
up against
the
break.
Washington
Thank
Post.
You, buddy.
All right, guys, I miss you. Talk to you soon.
Yep,
all right,
thanks,
man.
Neil.
Thanks, pal. Yep, hard break coming up. So
I'm telling you, everybody's going to sleep on Patrick Mahomes. If he's there in the third round of a draft, I'm taking
him. You're going to pounce on him.
Of course I will. All right, we got to get out of here. For Cake CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant Danny up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.